This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Britain's prime minister today will announce an official government bond that's approved under the rules of Islamic finance. What's called Sharia-compliant finance is a rich vein of capitalism and involves certain filters, such as not investing in companies that gamble or sell alcohol. But it's also about not charging interest, prohibited under Islamic law. For example, if you want to buy a car, typically you get a loan for the cost of the car, then pay the lender back plus additional money for interest. Now, under Sharia rules, the bank might buy the car and sell it back to you at above the market price. You pay the lender back in installments, you get a car, bank profits. BBC correspondent Simon Jack joins us from London with more on the UK initiative today. Good morning, Simon.
Morning.
So there is a focus in London today on Islamic finance, and the British government is suggesting an interesting, I guess, innovation, a kind of bond.
The British government is going to try and issue a bond which Muslims can invest in. And to do that, they've got to comply with Sharia law. You cannot charge interest, which is a bit of a problem because one of the principal features of a bond is that it pays interest. So how do you get around that? Well, one of the ways you do that is you have, rather than interest, you'll have an underlying asset which produces some sort of return. So in a way, it's profit rather than interest.
Now, there is a growing recognition. You can see it in some of the statements of Britain's finance minister, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, that there is a lot of money swirling around if you make the investments Sharia compliant.
I mean, if you look at places like Dubai and other Abu Dhabi, other centers in the Middle East, there are trillions of dollars worth of investments which trade on a daily basis. So London and other centers want to get a piece of this. There's petrodollars are washing around in the Middle East. Let's bring some of them here.
The Prime Minister, David Cameron, has certainly been a very busy fellow trying to attract capital into London's financial district. He was just back from talking to the Chinese last week, wasn't he?
And it's been quite controversial, David, because what he wanted to attract from China was trading in the Chinese currency, the renminbi. Now, the problem is that many people within this country think that we need less focus on financial services and more focus on productive industries. This seems to be going contrary to that direction of travel.
The BBC's Simon Jack, thank you very much.
No problem.